We need lots of new rental housing built in addition to more social housing and more owner-occupied housing. It's not either or, it's all of the above. But really, in order for that to happen, we need to understand why construction costs in this country are so high. As long as construction costs are as high as they are, the new supply that we get is going to be mostly one-offs. If it's outside the cities and in the cities, is the only place really we're going to see new rental supply getting built. That's a problem, and it's not going to go away, unfortunately, anytime soon.
Yeah, like looking ahead from your perspective, it's not really going to get better anytime soon.
No, what they say the last 2 years or so with COVID has done is it has certainly shaken things up in both rental and sales markets a bit. The Dublin premium, you know, how much more expensive Dublin is compared to the rest of the country has diminished a little bit. So say the 20% increase we've seen in Donegal rents at the moment, we're unlikely to see that continue for another year. But that doesn't mean the problem has gone away. If rents have become significantly more expensive in Donegal, it's telling us that there's demand there and not a lot of supply. So I wouldn't expect to be seeing rents falling back anytime soon, unless we go back to 5 days in the office, which I don't think, it doesn't look like it's going to be the case anytime soon. And you might see renters having to be close to the office again. But as things stand, I think that some of the changes that we've seen in the last 2 years are here to stay, and that means the shortages are here to stay, at least until new supply comes on stream.